Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the failure of U.S. House of Representatives to pass a measure to help American workers affected by global trade pacts will directly affect about 100,000 workers and their communities. A bipartisan majority of lawmakers rejected a jobs retraining program that was part of a Senate-approved fast-track trade package pursued by Mr. Obama. President Obama's spokesman, Josh Earnest.
These kinds of entanglements are endemic to the House of Representatives. But the president is determined to build a bipartisan majority to make sure that we're living up to our commitment as Democrats to fight for middle-class families.
President also wants the so-called fast track to negotiate trade agreements. He wants the retraining program as well. Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen killed at least six civilians. It happened Friday, destroyed historic buildings in the capital, Sana'a. Reports from the UN Cultural Agency said the latest airstrikes destroyed ancient structures, some of them up to 2,500 years old. More than 11 weeks now, bombing raids have targeted ethnic Houthi insurgents, the dominant group among the rebels who are supported by Iran. U.S. authorities have charged two men for plotting to help the Islamic State militants kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. The suspects also allegedly had planned to attack and behead a New York woman who organized a controversial gathering in the U.S. state of Texas recently that featured a cartoon contest lampooning the Prophet Muhammad. However, that plan later was abandoned. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libyan militiamen battling the Islamic State's affiliate in their country say most of the jihadi fighters are not Libyans, the bulk of them coming from neighboring North African nations. We get more now from Jamie Detmer in the city of Misrata.
In an out-of-the-way, tightly secured camp, fighters from one of Misrata's top militias are reflecting on their recent defeat at the hands of Islamic extremists. Late last month, the Islamic State's new affiliate in Libya overran the coastal city of Sirte, the hometown of deposed Libyan strongman Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who was ousted in a NATO-backed uprising 4 years ago. The Islamic State has capitalized on the general turmoil in Libya, where two governments are vying for power, a self-declared one in Tripoli and an internationally recognized one now based in Tobruk. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Misrata.
Diplomatic sources close to the Iranian nuclear negotiations say progress has slowed considerably just weeks before a June 30th deadline on a historic agreement between Iran and six world powers. The latest round of the negotiations took place Friday in Vienna. Negotiators from Iran and diplomats from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful and not for developing nuclear weapons, as some in the West contend. International Monetary Fund has ended the cash reform talks with Greece on a deal needed to unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding. Discussions are scheduled to continue at least between Greece and European officials over the coming days after IMF negotiators headed back to Washington saying there had been no progress and that major differences remained on key issues. Greece's finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, said Friday that the government did not have the people's mandate to sign a new bailout agreement. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker bluntly told Athens Friday to stop gambling with its future. International law enforcement agency Interpol says it has suspended its 10-year partnership deal with football's governing body, FIFA, over its corruption scandal. Interpol announced Friday that it is suspending its Integrity Import Program, a 10-year project funded by a $22 million donation from FIFA. Interpol says the program is meant to prevent manipulation of sporting events and illegal gambling by criminal groups. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.